If you have your Bibles, let us all turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
请大家翻到《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章。
We will read from verse 13 to verse 18.
我们从第13节读到第18节。
And if you don't have a Bible, I encourage you to share with someone who has one.
如果你没有圣经的话，那我鼓励你跟旁边的人分享一下。
Let me quickly read it to you in English, and then it will be read in Chinese. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18. This is God's word. It says, But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words.
《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章13节到18节，这是神的话。论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。 我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他们与耶稣一同带来。我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事：我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先。因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。那在基督里死了的人必先复活。 以后我们这活着还存留的人，必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。这样，我们就要和主永远同在。所以，你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。Let
me pray to ask God to help us to understand this passage.
让我来为大家祷告，求神来开启我们的心。Heavenly
Father, I ask that Holy Spirit may work in our lives right now as we hear the word of God being preached.
现在天父，祈求你用你的圣灵现在就在我们的生命当中做工，让我们能明白你的话。
I pray that the word of God may be so real in our lives that it would convict us of our sins and cause us to repent and to embrace Jesus as our Savior.
求你让你自己的话语在我们的生活当中，让我们看见我们的罪，也让我们看到耶稣为我们成就了何等大的事情。
I thank you and ask for all this in Jesus' name. Amen. In my studies for my licensure exam, which was 2 weeks ago, I have been asked many times by the examiners and the pastors in my test as to what passage will I go to in the Bible to encourage those who are currently suffering from certain hardships.
有两周前，在准备我们讲到这考试的时候，在许多面试和考试当中，我都经常被问到这样一个问题，就是，如果你要去安慰一个在苦难当中的人，你会用圣经当中的哪一些经文呢？
No, I believe that the entire Bible is a great passage.
You know, 我相信整本圣经都是很棒的经文。
But of course, there are some passages in the Bible that speaks more about it. There are some that gives us more hope in a sense that you know, it speaks more about it than others, of course.
比较起其他的经文来说，更直接的向我们显明苦难到底是怎么一回事。
The Bible also made it very clear that sufferings and hardships in this world is a result of sin and rebellion beginning in, from the fall in the time of Adam and Eve.
圣经在对我们说话非常清楚，就是这个世界上为什么会有苦难呢？那就是自从人类堕落，从亚当夏娃犯罪开始，人类的堕落和悖逆存在，同时就会有苦难。
You can read this in Genesis chapter 3, verse 16 to 19.
创世纪的第三章16到19节读到。
And then in Romans chapter 8, verse 19 to 22, it tells us that sin had corrupted this world. Sin, the result of sin from Genesis, had corrupted this world and thus presents us with all kinds of sufferings and hardships.
在罗马书第八章19节到22节告诉我们， 是这个罪让我们的这个世界被玷污了，那么我们的苦难也是不可避免。
We believe that, that natural disasters, war, sicknesses, and all kinds of hardships and sufferings in this world is a result of sin, although it may not necessarily result from sin, of course.
我必须要告诉大家，就是这个世界上有许多的自然灾难，然后我们生活当中有许多的苦难，都是罪的结果。
What I mean is sin affects all this. Of course, sometimes with war, we are the ones who start a war, but it's because of our sinful nature in us.
我的意思是要说， 当这个世界上有战争的时候，我们
Of course, if you think about this, you know, consider the present circumstances that we are in. The reality is none of us like to suffer, right?
想想我们现在所面临的现实，很容易发现没有人愿意去受苦。
If we have a choice, we would prefer to live healthy, wealthy, and without sufferings of any kind. Perhaps even not die, right?
如果我们有选择的话，有谁会去选择疾病，会去选择贫穷呢？甚至我们都不会去选择死亡。
But as I've mentioned, it is impossible because of the result of sin in this world.
但是就像我刚才所说的，苦难是罪的结果。那么想要没有苦难，那就是个不可能的事情。
So As one author who wrote about sufferings, as I read an author who wrote about suffering, he said, the real question is not whether we will suffer, but how we will respond to our suffering.
一个作家这样写，问题不是在于到底有没有苦难，而是在苦难当中我们是怎样面对。
You know, in times of difficulties, when you know someone who is suffering from a terminal disease, or if you yourself are suffering from it, or if you have friends or family members who have suffered death, how do you respond to these kinds of suffering?
当你自己或者你的朋友、家人处在苦难当中，甚至是说当你失去了你所爱的人，他过世了，那你要用什么样的态度去面对呢？
Do we respond with hope, or do we respond with bitterness?
我们是带着希望去看这件事情，还是带着苦？
You know, I believe that though we as Christians, I do not have all the answers to everything, neither do Pastor Hu or any of the leaders of this church have answers to every single questions about sufferings. But we do believe that in Christianity, we have the greatest resource for facing sufferings with hope and courage, rather than bitterness and despair.
作为一个牧师，我没有办法给大家非常具体的答案，为什么你会经历到某一个苦难？其他教会的领袖也没有办法如此回答大家。但是作为一个基督徒，我很有信心的跟大家说，在基督徒可以说在这世界上拥有应对苦难的最多的资源，那就是在我们圣经里。How
do I know that?
那我为什么可以这样说呢？
Our passage in 1 Thessalonians 4 today tells us that.
我今天讲到的经文在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章就要告诉我们答案。
You know, Paul in 1 Thessalonians 4 wrote to the Thessalonian Christians and speak to those who had suffered the loss of their loved ones. But he reminded them of the hope they have in Christ. So as we look at this short passage, I have three points that I wanted to share with you. The first is what had happened in the past. Secondly, what will happen in the future? And thirdly, what are we to do now? So let's look at the first one, what had happened in the past. If you have your Bibles, if you look at verse 13, Paul began by saying, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others who have no hope." Paul is assuring the Thessalonians, Christians, that when a situation such as those who had fallen asleep, or in other words, those who have died, had occurred among you, do not be dismayed or grieved as one without hope. If you look at this passage, just before we go into anything else, if you look at it very carefully, it says that I believe that when we are counseling people, as Christians and those who are in the church, as we are talking to people who are suffering, one of the things that we must never do is to ignore the aspects of emotions. Emotions are something real for us that makes us who we are, human beings. And this is one way we express ourselves. So if we are happy, what do? We laugh or smile, right? And if we are sad, we are to weep. If you were to go to someone who is suffering and tell them, "Don't cry, don't feel sad, you know, it's fine, don't worry about it," you know. I mean, it's basically to tell them not to breathe, in a sense, because this is the emotion that they show when they are sad or when they are in pain or suffering. If you look at John 11, verse 35, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ Himself weep. He wept for Lazarus, the one whom he loved so much. As such, you know, that's why emotions is important. And Paul is very concerned with the Christians in Thessalonians about their loss. He never rebuked them and said, "Don't cry, don't weep, don't grieve." Instead, he encourages them to grieve. If you are sad, if you're weeping, if you need to grieve, grieve in the Lord. Grieve as one knowing that you have hope. Now, what is this hope in Jesus Christ? You know, let me share with you a story, a true story about myself. I'm fairly certain that most of you who are older, not the kids, have perhaps attended a Chinese funeral.
Um, 在座的各位, 估计都参加过, 中国传统的丧礼。
And when I was 8 years old, this was when I was in Malaysia, before I became a believer, when I was 8 years old, my grandfather passed away. He's not a believer either. As such, his sons and daughters organized his funeral service, and it was a very traditional Taoistic service. You know, this service left a very strong impression in my life because I saw the weeping and crying of my family members throughout the 3 days of the service. And when it's time for the casket to be put into to be taken away, all of us were asked to walk next to the casket, and we are called to weep and wail and cry as loudly as possible.
印象特别深刻，因为当时三天，我家里面的亲戚，还有就是我的家人都大哭不止，三天不止，并且当时我们在做骨灰盒的时候，有人鼓励我们，你们哭得越大声越好。When
I look back at it, it dawned upon me that you know, as we were crying, shouting, and crying with our eyes almost falling out, you know, it dawned upon me that we were literally crying as one without hope.
当时我的感觉就是我们哭得特别绝望。It
wasn't what Paul is talking about here.
这根本就不是保罗在这里所讲到的。I
mean, literally we're crying without hope because we, first of all, we are very sad, but there's no comfort in it because we don't know what's going to happen to him.
我们为什么哭得这么绝望呢？第一是因为我们确实没有希望，第二是因为我们不知道我们的祖父去向何方。
Maybe he will be reincarnated into an animal. We don't know what's going to happen to him. So, but the thing is, as Christians, now that I'm a Christian, we believe that we have hope after we die. And we know where we are going. You know, the hope of all Christians lies in this great verse in verse 14. For it said, "For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep, or those who have died."
神的话是这样说的，第十四节，我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他们与耶稣一同带来。
This is the Christian foundation of our belief, because we believe that Christ died and rose again. And this separates us from all other religion out there. Because no other religion can tell you that their God died and for you, for your sins, and then they are risen again.
因为没有其他任何一个宗教可以告诉你，他们的神死了又复活了。
And not only Jesus has died and risen again, but he's going to do something for Christians.
而且不仅主耶稣他死了复活了，他还在为基督徒成就很多事情。But
before we go that, let us ask this question: why did Jesus die on the cross?
在我们继续之前，我们先来问一个问题：为什么主耶稣要死在十字架上？
Why did he have to be hung on the cross, suffering and weeping and being beaten and being bloodied? He died to bear the wages of our sin as the consequences from the fall in Adam and Eve. Remember, we talked about how sin came into the picture because of Adam and Eve. He did that because of sin. Because sin came into the world, death also comes in. Because the Bible tells us that death is the result of sin. So as such, death is something inevitable for all of us, and we dread at the horror of this unnatural condition Because death came as a result of our sin, so it is not natural.
对于我们来说，死亡是一件非常恐怖的事情，因为它很反常。
And if you read Romans chapter 5, verse 12 to 21, it tells you all about it.
如果你读罗马书的第五章，你会看得很清楚。
As death came into this world as a result of sin, so Christ endured the worst that death can possibly be.
因为死亡作为罪的结局进入到了这个世界。
He died to pay the wages of sin, but in his death, he transformed the horror of this unnatural condition.
而当主耶稣在十字架上为我们死的时候，他承受的东西大过于死亡本身。
Death is horror, it's scary, but Jesus' death transformed this unnatural condition for us.
死亡对我们来说是很恐怖、很反常的一件事情，但是当主耶稣在十字架上为我们的罪去死的时候，他就转化了这个恐怖的事实。
That's why when Paul talks to the Thessalonians, he understood death for Christians as those who have fallen asleep.
所以保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书就对那里的基督徒说，恐怕你们忧伤像那些没有指望的人一样。
Those who have fallen asleep will eventually wake up, right?
因为论到睡了的人，他们会再复活。
Unless probably if you're a college student.But those who have fallen asleep will wake up because it is a temporary condition.
但是那些死了的人会再复，那些死了的人会再复活，因为死亡对他们来说是短暂的、暂时的一个状态。
That's why Paul uses death as a metaphor for sleep as a metaphor for death, because he knew that all Christians who are currently sleeping will rise again.
所以保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书这里。用死亡是用了一个类比的方法。我们基督徒如果没有我们的灵，我们没有苏醒的话，我们就在死亡的状态。
But how is it possible that the dead will rise?
那么为什么那这怎么样是一种可能的事情？就是死亡的人会复活呢
？Are they zombies?
他们是僵尸了。
No, they're not.
他们不是僵尸。
You see.It is possible because Jesus, who died, also rose again on the third day. And Jesus' resurrection, rising from the dead, was a significant event that demonstrated that death was really conquered.
主耶稣复活了，主耶稣，他死了，然后三天以后他复活了，因为他的复活也会让我们复活，这是一件可能的事情。
So remember, death is a result of sin. It's the consequences of sin. But now Jesus, rising from the dead, shows that he has victory over death.
死是罪的结果。主耶稣复活了，这说明他战胜了死亡。
His victory, Jesus' victory over death, is also a victory for those who believe in him.
那么主耶稣战胜了死亡，他的胜利。
Thus, the resurrection of Jesus Christ was the work of his Father who raises his own Son, Jesus Christ, from the dead. So God will also raise those of who have fallen asleep in Christ.
我们的神将他的儿子主耶稣从死里面让他复活，同时他也会让一切相信主耶稣的人从死里复活。
And Paul in 1 Corinthians, another letters that he wrote to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 55 he said O death where is your victory O death where is your sting as a victory shout that resurrection is the guarantee of the Christian hope because it is our victory over our present sufferings on this earth
保罗在哥林多前书十五章五十五节他这样写的死啊你得胜的权势在哪里死啊！你的毒钩在哪里？正是因为主耶稣基督战胜了死亡，我们也可以战胜。
So this is what had happened in the past, but what will happen in the future?
刚才跟大家讲的是过去发生的事情。Let's quick. 那么现在我跟大家讲将来要发生什么
？Let's quickly go into our second point.
好，这就是我们第二大点。
The risen Lord Jesus himself will momentarily depart and ascend to heaven in his rightful throne, but he promised that he will return when the time comes.
主耶稣复活以后升天，坐在上帝的右边，但是他向我们保证他会再回来。
You know, the hope that Paul mentioned to the Thessalonians will not come to full fruition if Jesus does not return to this earth again.
保罗在天大罗家前书所谈到的这种希望完全的实现是在主耶稣再来的时候。
The resurrection of Jesus shows the power of death was defeated and that all who believe in Jesus will have life. However, the return of Jesus will unite those who have fallen asleep, those who have died, with those who are still alive when Jesus returns, and we will all be brought up with the Lord himself.
主耶稣战胜了死亡，他从死里面复活，我们相信他的人也将会从死里面复活，并且之前在主里面睡了的人，他们也会复活，我们也会与其他的圣徒在一起，与上帝永远的同在。
Verse 16 and 17 speaks about the future that has not happened yet. But it says that for the Lord himself will descend from heaven. He will come down from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.So we will always be with the Lord.
神在16节到17节是这样说的：因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人，必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。这样，我们就要和主永远同在。
These two verses speak very clearly that Jesus will come back again and will return, right? And we are to anticipate his return. We are to wait for his return.
这两节讲得非常清楚，就是我们的主耶稣会再来，并且我们这信他的人也将参与，也将和他同在。
Although it does not tell us the exact time of his return, but yet there are a few things that are very clear in this passage.First, in the passage made it very clear that Jesus is the Lord who returns. And being Lord himself, that means that Jesus has the authority and power to do as he plans.
首先，主耶稣他是我们的主，他是有权能。他是有主权的主，他可以照自己的计划所去做一切事情。
And secondly, it says that Jesus' return will be glorious and majestic, for he will descend on this earth with a loud cry of command and with the sound of trumpet.
第二，主耶稣再回来的时候是大有荣耀的，因为那个时候神的号吹响，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音。
This means that everyone will know that Jesus is back.Alright, and thirdly, it says that Jesus' return will culminate with the rise of those who are dead in Christ first, before those who are alive on the earth.
第三，就是主耶稣回来的时候的一个高潮，就是那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中和主相遇。
So, let's talk a bit about those who are dead on this earth.
那我们现在再讲一下那些已经去世的人。
As Christians, we believe that when someone dies, his or her body remains in the grave, but the soul is immediately with God in heaven, as Philippians 1:23 concurs.
作为基督徒，我们相信当一个人去世了以后，他的身体留在坟墓里，但是他的灵魂马上回到上帝那里。
Therefore, Paul is speaking of those who are asleep, are basically those who have died physically on this earth, and their bodies are in the grave. But when Jesus returns again, Jesus will resurrect their physical bodies in the grave, literally.
那么保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章这里谈到，就是之前睡了的人，也就是已经去世了的人，在主耶稣再回来的时候，他们的身体将会复活。
And those who are not dead when Jesus returns will also ascend to heaven as well. After those who have died, of course.
但是在主耶稣再来的时候，那时如果那时还活着的人就会直接被提，在空中和主相遇。当然，这是在之前的圣徒他们的身体复活之后。
And the corrupted bodies, our bodies, our physical bodies on this earth that are tainted with sin, will be transformed.
我们在这个世界上的身体被罪所玷污了，但是复活的那时必被主耶稣转化。
Jesus Himself would clothe you with a new body.
主耶稣会给你一个新的身体。
He's not going to destroy your body, but He's going to clothe you with a new body. He's going to redeem your body and make it perfect once more.
他不会摧毁你的身体，相反是让你的身体成为完美。
The soul and the body will once again be reunited, and it will be perfect and pure with no corruption.
再一次，身体和灵魂将会合在一起，并且没有任何的罪恶。
Why?
这是为什么呢？
Because there'll be no more sin.
因为那个时候就没有罪了。
Because when Jesus comes back, He's going to put sin to its final rest.
因为当主耶稣再回来的时候，主耶稣会将罪永永远远的结束。
That's why it's important for us to know that God cares for the things that He created.
我们很清楚的知道，上帝非常在乎他所创造的人和物。
So when our bodies are corrupted with sin, He does not destroy it, but simply renew it with perfection and cover it with His glory.
当主耶稣让我们复活的，当我们的身体受到罪的玷污的时候，主耶稣使我们复活，并没有摧毁我们的身体，而是拯救它，让它成为完美。
Just like what He will do to this earth.
就像主耶稣会对这地所做的事情。
There are some people out there who think that when Jesus comes back, this earth will be no more.
有的人觉得当主耶稣再来的时候，这个世界就消失了。
But as I said, Jesus is not going to destroy the things that He created. Therefore, this earth will not be destroyed. But just like our bodies, it will be renewed.
但是，就像我刚才所说的，主耶稣并不会去摧毁他创造的东西，他相反，他是在更新，也就是我们的这地将会被主耶稣更新。
It will be renewed and remain the home for all Christians and all believers.
并且被更新，并且被更新的这里将会成为基督徒的家园。
That's why if we read Revelation 21, it reveals to us the new heaven and the new earth which Jesus had prepared for us.
如果你读启示录的第21:3-4，你就会看到主耶稣为我们所预备的新天新地是什么样子。
And listen to what it said. I'm just going to read to you verse 3 and 4 from Revelation 21.
我就给大家读一下第三节到第四节。
It says, And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be His people. And God Himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more.Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同伴，做他们的神，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛。
Can you imagine how glorious it will be? And what comfort does it give to those who are currently bedridden or who are suffering from a terminal illness or who knows that they are about to die or about to pass away?
而且这对那些面对死亡很快 可能很快就要去世的，比如说患了绝症的人来说，这是多么大的安慰啊！
That God Himself will be your God, and you will be His people, and He will wipe away every single tear, and every single crying, and every single pain that you have suffered on this earth, and there will be no more, for you will be with Him forever, and sin will be destroyed.
那个时候，神的帐幕在人间，他要做你的神，你要做他的子民。那个时候，不再有眼泪，不再有悲伤，不再有痛苦，也不再有罪。
And this is what the hope that Paul talks about.
这就是保罗所谈到的盼望。
He said it very clearly to the Thessalonians, I do not want you to be uninformed, but to know that if you are to grieve, grieve as one who have hope in Christ.
这也是为什么保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书对他们说，我不要你们像没有指望的人一样，如果你要悲伤，也当在主里面悲伤，要知道你有盼望。
So in light of this glorious prospect of knowing what it will be like for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, Paul reminds us, the Thessalonians, of course, but he also reminds us as Christians, what are we to do now?
当保罗在谈到主耶稣再来大有荣耀的时刻的时候，保罗不仅在提醒帖撒罗尼迦的信徒，也在提醒我们所有的基督徒，我们现在应该怎么做。
As Christians who have this hope, what are we to do?
作为基督徒，我们有这么大的盼望，我们应该怎么做呢？
Look at verse 18.
请大家看第十八节。
Says, encourage one another with these words.
所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
This means that whatever, in the midst of whatever we're suffering, you know, that we're going through, we're called to simply remind each other, to tell each other, that there is hope beyond this earth. There's hope beyond what you are suffering right now.
也就是说，作为基督徒，作为我们，应当在彼此在有难处的时候，互相的劝慰，告诉对方你有盼望，而且你的盼望大过于世界，大过你的苦难。
In fact, there is hope beyond our death on this earth.
也就是说，我们有盼望。甚至大过死亡。
So, my brothers and sisters, as Christians, our present suffering is not in vain. And even for the loved ones that we have lost, we can be comforted knowing that God will reunite us with them again.
作为基督徒，我们是有盼望的人，并且我们也当知道，对于那些已经去世的人，对于那些已经去世的人，我们要知道我们还会再与他们见面。
Therefore, as you visit people whom you know who are sick, who are believers, who are going through a hard time, bring these words of comfort to them, grieve with them, but assure them that there is hope in Christ ultimately.
所以当你想要去安慰别人的时候，你与他们同哀哭，同时你也要告诉他们，他们有多么大的盼望。
But I must clarify that this hope that we have in Christ is only for those who belong to Christ.
但我在这里要讲明，就是在基督里的盼望只属于信基督的人。
As for those who have not committed themselves to Christ, I'm sad to say that the words of Paul are not for you, but I hope that it may cause you to think about Christ and to commit your life to Him.
对于那些还没有接受基督的人，我要很悲伤的告诉你，在保罗在这里所说的话，并不是对你说的。但是我希望保罗在这里说的话，能够引起你对你的罪的思考。
Jesus Christ is the only hope that mankind will ever have, because only He can save us from sin, which is the cause of death in the first place, and only He can give us life eternal.
耶稣基督是人类唯一的盼望，只有他能战胜死亡，战胜罪，而罪的工价就是死亡。
That's why Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, it says, come to me all who labor and are heavy laden, all who are going through a hard time, and I will give you rest.
马太福音十一章第二十八节是这样说的，凡劳苦 担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
This rest may be temporarily from whatever you are going through, but ultimately it results in the rest that is in heaven, the rest from all pains and sufferings and all crying.
这个安息指的并不仅仅是你在苦难当中神可以给你的平安，它最终是指向我们在天堂里面，在新天新地里面与神永永远远同在的那一刻要进入的安息。
And it is important that we do not prolong any longer when it comes to committing ourselves to Christ, because Jesus himself will return very soon. And those who do not belong to him will definitely not have this hope, but only judgment and destruction.
所以如果你还没有接受主耶稣，还没有相信主耶稣基督的话，那么请你不要再拖延，因为主耶稣将很快再回来。到那个时候，不信的人罪已经定了，那么他们面对的就是死亡和审判。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, I ask that Lord, you would help us even as we are thinking about this passage, that you know our hearts, you know who belongs to you, and I pray that you will cause those who are still wrestling to commit themselves to you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你赐给我们这样宝贵的话语，求你在我们的心中做工，让我们看到你的作为，也祈求你让那些还不认识你的人能够回向你。
For we believe that Jesus, who came into this earth as a baby, had come to live out a perfect life and to suffer and die for the sins of the people and went to heaven. But he will come back again to judge the world and to bring those who belong to him to be with him and the Father forever.
Because we believe that Jesus Christ was born as a baby, in this earth,从小孩子一直到他被钉上十字架的那一刻，他与他的子民同在。我们祈求你让我们去思想主耶稣为我们成就的事情。
And I pray for all of us that we will be the ones who will be reunited with all those who have died, and we will be the ones who remain with the Lord forever.
我们祈求你让我们成为那些能够永永远远和你同在的人，能够和死去的圣徒再一次相聚的人。
I can pray and ask all this in Jesus' name.
如此祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.